Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. The show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Lisa and Nancy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We're airing live from Artist First World Radio. We have a great show in store for you tonight. We have special guest Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show. We have baking secrets author Pat Sinclair, so we're going to talk about sweets and goodies, which I love. And then we have Justin Fouts, the L.A. country singer, country singer of the year for L.A. So grab your martini, slip into something really comfortable, go put on your fancy high heels, and stay for this hour and chat with us. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm very good, but we have a very special guest waiting to come on the air right now.
So let's get right to it.
We have, for all you folks out there that used to watch the reruns of Dick Van Dyke, we have the one and only legendary Rose Marie with us. Welcome, Rose Marie. How are you?
Hi, Rose Marie.
Hi. Who are you talking to?
We're talking to
Rose Marie, and we want to hear about the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Well, what do you want to hear?
What was it like? Was that your style in comedy? Did you have fun playing Sally?
Well, first of all, it was a very classy show. It was very well written. And there was a chemistry with the whole group that made it wonderful. I used to run to go to work every day. It was wonderful.
Oh.
We got along just great, and we were like a family, and we just had that wonderful time.
Could you share your favorite memory?
My favorite memory, I guess, was just doing the show, because I guess it was when JFK was assassinated. We were rehearsing, and our prop man came in and told us about JFK, and we said, oh, my God, and everybody looked at one another, and we just couldn't go on, and everybody went home.
Oh, that was a day to remember.
Yeah.
So I remember you always wore that beautiful hairband. The hair bow.
Not the hair bow, it's just a bow.
A bow. Okay, the bow. And now that bow is at the Smithsonian.
Yes, it is. And so is a couple of dresses and some shoes from the Van Dyke Show. And, of course, a lot of stuff from when I was Baby Rose Marie.
Oh, Baby Rose Marie. Tell us about that.
Well, I started when I was 3 years old. And I had my own radio show when I was 5 years old, Coast to Coast. And everybody wrote in and said that couldn't be a child with that voice. Must be a 30-year-old midget. So RKO, who I was signed to NBC, and they were affiliated with RKO, and they sent me on a 52-week tour of all the RKO theaters to prove I was a child.
Oh, and you were darling with your dark hair and your bangs.
That's
so
right.
Cute.
That's right.
I love all those pictures.
Well, that was me.
What was your favorite song when you were singing for, like, Baby Rose Marie? What was your favorite song?
Well, I had many, but I guess it was when it's springtime in the Rockies.
Oh, I love that. And after you were done with Baby Rose Marie, you just said your name is Rose Marie. What was the first thing you did as Rose Marie?
I worked in nightclubs. I did my act in the Copacabana and the Shapery in Chicago and the Versailles in New York. I was doing my act in concert in the nightclubs. That was my first dates like that when I was about 15.
Oh, that's wonderful. And even Vegas.
What?
And even in Vegas.
I didn't like it.
No, did you do Vegas? Did you do a show in Vegas?
Well, I opened Vegas.
Okay.
I was asked to work there when they were building it, and I didn't know anything about Vegas. I don't think anybody did. It was just a lot of sand. And Bugsy Siegel was putting on the, he was the one that built it. And they called me to work in the show and with Jimmy Durante and Xavier Cugat. And
that's
that was
wonderful.
In 1947.
Wow. That's amazing. And what was it like working with Jimmy Durante?
Well, I always did an impression of Jimmy Durante in my act. Not that I'm an impressionist, but somehow I just loved him so much. I did a little bit of him in my act, and it wound up being one of the best numbers I've ever done. So I used to go over to Jimmy and ask him to show me how he does it, and he taught me everything.
And what was his best tip for you that he taught you?
What?
What was the best tip that he taught you?
What was the best what?
What was the best idea he gave you?
Well, he showed me how he worked, how to inflect my voice and how to move like he did and the actions that he did. And even his wife said, I bet I did the best Durante of them all.
Well, that is wonderful. So how did you like working with Jackie Gleason?
Oh, I knew Jackie when both of us were working for $5 a night in Newark in the theaters. Jackie was just about the best guy that ever happened. And we were very, very close friends. And I used to do his show, his first show and his last show, every season.
Tell us about Johnny Carson and Doris Day.
Can't hear you.
Johnny Carson, Doris Day.
I worked with Doris for 3 years. That's the nicest lady that ever happened. She's a wonderful, wonderful person, very warm and very loving. And we got along just great. We became good friends. We call up one another every once in a while.
Oh, that's cool. How about, do you work with Dean Martin?
I can't hear you, honey.
Dean Martin?
Who?
Dean Martin.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, she said Dean Martin.
Who?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin? I knew
yes.
Jerry and Dean before they became Jerry and Dean. They were each doing an individual act, and then they decided to become partners, and we were very close friends. Why?
Oh, we love Dean Martin singing. Did you sing with him?
Yes, I did. I did
what
his shows.
What was your favorite song?
I did a couple of shows with him. When You're Smiling, we did.
I love that song. Could you sing a little bit to us?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. I did read that you used to have Lucy and Desi over for dinner.
Oh, yeah. All the
and
time.
And you made a dream cake.
Yeah, she named it Lucy's Crisp. I made my famous dream cake, and she called it Lucy's Crisp. Evidently,
oh,
you've got my book. You must know all about this.
Yes, and your book, tell us the name of your book.
Uh-huh. Hold the Roses?
What is the name?
Huh?
The name of your book?
It's Hold the Roses.
Oh, I love that. And
did
on
you
your
get
website...
The book? Did you ever read the book?
No, I want to read it. I'll have
well,
to read it.
Well, you better read it because all the things that you're asking me are in that book.
Oh, I can't wait.
You were on Hollywood Squares and Password, weren't you?
Can't hear you.
Hollywood Squares?
I did that for 14 years.
Was that sounds like that was a lot of fun.
Well, we had a lot of fun with that. That was another family show, and Peter Marshall and Wally Cox and Charlie Weaver. We were We were very close, and we had a lot of fun doing that show.
And how about Password?
Huh?
Password.
I did all the game shows out here.
That's fun.
Yeah, they were all very good, and I was a good player.
Yes, you were. I remember seeing you on there.
Yeah. Have you had enough now?
Well, did you have a favorite movie star?
What?
Did you have a favorite movie star?
A movie star?
Yes.
You mean today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
I had many. I had Ingrid Bergman, and I had Loretta Young.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we cannot thank you enough for joining us on our show.
I'm sorry, it's such a bad connection.
Thank you for joining us on our show.
Yeah.
We think you're wonderful, Rosemarie.
Look, that's very sweet, and I appreciate it. I'm only sorry I couldn't hear you too well.
That's okay. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, give my love to everybody.
I will. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Well, that, what a
sweetie.
What a sweetheart. I mean, we have her website up on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website, and it's just so much fun to click on all of her different memories and pictures. And I tell you what, Lisa, she has the recipe for that dream cake.
Tell me about it. Yum. You know me and cake.
And to think that she served it for Lucy and Desi whenever they would come over.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So there's all kinds of pictures and everything up. So she, it's just so much fun. She, the dream cake, it has brown sugar and flour and, even white sugar, some walnuts, one can of coconut, and you press it into a jelly roll pan.
Oh, that sounds good.
Delicious, but wait to hear this. There's also a recipe for chicken a la Rosemarie.
Ooh.
With oregano and olive oil and, rosemary spaghetti sauce.
She's Italian.
Yes. And her lasagna. It was beautiful. But the picture in there is Darling talking about how she would have Desi and Lucy over for dinner. How fun.
That is fun. That's really cool.
So,
we're
encouraging all of our listeners who love Rosemarie as much as we always have. Her website link is on our Chit Chat Cafe Live link, and you can click and see even when Rosemarie was presenting her bow to the Smithsonian.
I missed that. I was there last year. When did they put that in there, do you know?
I don't have the date memorized. I think maybe 2004. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I'd love to go back with you, Lisa.
I know, that area is always so crowded when you go there because they have, like, Dorothy's ruby slippers, and they have the MASH tent, and they have Fonzie's leather jacket, and they have Archie and Edith Bunker's chair from All in the Family. That's just, like, such a cool area. I just love going there. It's like the American History Museum.
I want to go with you. Let's take a road trip.
Yeah.
For a couple of days. I think we should plan that.
Yeah, we will. Next time you're on the East Coast, we'll go to D.C.,
Exactly. Now, can you take, you just drive there, right? You don't ever take the train?
No, I drive. My uncle lives there. It's exactly
okay.
150 miles from my house. But
well,
I love it. For you all that have never been there, it's just very clean, and there's so much to do. I mean, 90% of the exhibits are free. You know, you have all the Smithsonian, the Air and Space. At the Reagan Airport, there's the new Air and Space Museum, and they have a Concorde there, and the space shuttle's there, and the, what the heck's that called? It's right on the tip of my tongue.
I'm sorry that I can't think of it. When I was there, we, of course, saw the monuments.
It's got a silly name. It was in World War II.
Well, Lisa, I have to go, because I have a passion for studying Holocaust survivors.
Oh, I went to the Holocaust Museum last year. That is so depressing.
I need to go, though, because I've read all these books. I can't get the one book out of my heart. The girl with the red jacket.
Oh, that's the one like Schindler's List.
Yes. Loved it. So I must go. Now, the last time I was in Washington, D.C., it was probably 6 years ago. I was with all of my nieces and nephews and, of course, you know, my siblings and in-laws. Mm-hmm. I was walking backwards, talking to all the children. Of course, I was. Mm-hmm. And my husband told me, turn around. And as I did, there, right in front of me, was the Korean War Memorial. Life-size men. And I really think everyone should walk backwards and then turn around at the last minute. What a beautiful way to view that.
And then Vietnam, did you get to see the Vietnam?
I did.
That's real quiet. Nobody talks when they go through that.
No.
Very quiet.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the monuments are. Lincoln Memorial, they're all just... It's really, if you've never been to D.C., it's really worth the trip because it's clean, it's safe, it's beautiful.
I really would like to go with you, Lisa.
Then you go to Georgetown. I've been going there we used to go there 2-3 times a year my whole life because my uncle lives there.
Right.
He went to Georgetown, and then he loved it so much he just stayed there. But it's just, I love it. And then just, you know, hanging out in Georgetown, there's little, like, cute little shops and restaurants and, of course, Georgetown cupcakes.
Well, we have to go.
Yeah,
we have to go. Now, speaking of trips, Lisa and I were just together a few days ago in New York City.
That's my favorite. I love New York.
I was there visiting my daughter, and Lisa and her husband had an event.
Mm-hmm.
Great time. We had breakfast together. So much fun, Lisa.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
I love New York. I do.
I think right now, I think you and I are always going to remember very fondly the rest of our lives that we had the chance to talk to the elegant Rosemarie.
I can't believe it. It's so cool when you think about it. Like when you were young and watching the show, did you ever think you'd actually be able to talk to her on the phone?
No.
I mean, really? Who? You know, it's just really cool.
Oh, Sally Rogers, she made us laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Fabulous.
That was a cute show.
It was.
Laura Petrie, was her name?
Yep.
She was always so gorgeous and so elegant.
Yes. She's the original Minneapolis girl.
Really?
Yes.
Mary Tyler Moore's from Minneapolis?
Yep. We have someplace, I have to find it, I definitely think it's in Minneapolis. They have a statue of her with her hat, you know, the famous where she flipped
the
hat off?
Oh, is that where that took place?
Yes. And also, when you come to Minnesota sometime to visit me, I will try to find the exact apartment. You can see just the outside. You can't go
really?
In, but you can see it.
I didn't realize that was on there. Hmm. Yeah.
So lots of wonderful memories.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time to do our product of the week.
Yes.
You
go first.
What's doing this week? No, you go first.
Okay, me? All right.
Yeah,
well, I love variety. I love to change it up. So my product this week is a book.
Oh, what is it?
I Cannot Put It Down. My daughter read it in one day.
What is it?
It's called The Hunger Games.
What's it about?
Well, it's going to be a movie coming out, I think, May 23rd. The Hunger Games is by Suzanne Collins. It's set in futuristic... And the world has gone through tough times, and it's not as we know it now. It's put into districts, and I'm just starting to read it, so I can't go into too much. But within these districts, there's, of course, not enough food or heat, and so they have these games, well, these contests, and I'm not sure, but I think people get killed.
Ooh.
But... The writing is beautiful. Suzanne Collins' writing is mesmerizing. Before I got busy working on the show today,
right,
I could not put this book down, 5 chapters into it. So
wow.
As soon as I'm done, I'm going to continue. But I had to say this was my product of the week because it has just stolen my heart, and I love to read books and then go see the movie.
I love reading books. Don't you get like sad when you're done a book?
I do. But this is a trilogy. So there's 3, and the first movie is about the first book, so I'll be in good shape with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very popular right now. You know, people are just talking about it the way they did with the Harry Potter and everything else. Mm-hmm. The Hunger Games, you keep hearing about it.
Right, right. Oh, I'll have to read it.
It'd be fun to have her as our guest, Suzanne Collins.
Well, we should try to get her. We had Mary Higgins Clark on, what, last, was it last week we had Mary Higgins? Or was
a couple weeks ago. That was fabulous.
Last week we didn't have a show. Last week we reran.
We did our tribute to Davy Jones and Charlotte Krupp.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, what's your product?
Well, I'm a cosmetic freak. I love all kinds of creams and lotions and potions, and I don't have any allegiance to any one product, so I try different stuff all the time. I try expensive stuff. I like drugstore stuff. It just, you know, it depends on what I'm in the mood to buy. Anytime I can shop for makeup or creams, I'll do it. So we were in Ulta a couple weeks ago, and I had always heard the brand ROC, R-O-C, was very, very good. I said, well, you know, let me try the eye cream. Well, guess what? It's only $17.
Wow.
It's called ROC, R-O-C, as I said, Retinol Correction Eye Cream. It's like $17 for a tube. It's fabulous. I don't see any, I mean, there's no sense, I've purchased expensive eye creams, but I don't see a difference. I think it's just as good. It's not better. It's not greasy. It's soothing. It just gives a nice feel to your eye. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I've tried several of the ROC ones. They get high ratings in some of the reviews.
They do. I've read for years that they're really good, and I just never, you know, I forget and I didn't think of it. But guess what? I'm going to try one of the face creams now because I like it so much.
Well, I think everyone should try these products. You have two new ones tonight to try at your leisure. Before we take a commercial, Lisa, I have something fun to share with you.
What?
I'm right now, because I wanted to share the excitement about Miss Rosemarie's website with all of our listeners. I'm on the website right now for Rosemarie, and there, right there by her beautiful picture with Dick Van Dyke, it says, find us on Facebook. Rosemarie will be the guest on Chit Chat Cafe Live on Artists First World Radio Network this evening. And it says, all about Lisa Bavusa Kocher.
Oh, come on.
It does. So it's just beautiful. It's a nice tribute to Chit Chat Cafe Live and our awning. I'm going to send you the link so you can see it right now and all of our listeners.
Cool.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. First of all, let's thank our sponsors, Intimacy Bras, Laura Geller Makeup, and St. Croix Orthopedics. You can find all of their links on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website. Stay tuned, everyone. We're going to talk with Scandinavian baker Pat Sinclair. We'll be right back.
now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Welcome back, everyone. We are so thrilled. Tonight, we are proud to have, straight from Minnesota, a food consultant with over 25 years' experience. She has a book, several books, but Baking Basics and Beyond, which was presented the Baking Cookbook Award in 2007, a Gold Ribbon Award, and also an International Annual Cookbooks and Culinary Arts Program. So welcome to our show, Pat Sinclair.
I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to talking to you both.
Well, we're just thrilled. Pat, how did you ever get involved with baking?
That is actually what I went to college for. I have always been in foods and got a master's degree in foods and started doing recipe development 25 years ago.
And do you have favorite things that you like to bake?
Yeah, I do. I have learned to bake a lot of different things over the years. Working with the companies in Minneapolis, you know, Betty Crocker and Pillsbury and Land O'Lakes are all there. And a lot of those products are related to baking. And so that's kind of how I got my field narrowed down a little bit and have become known as a baker as opposed to just a general food specialist.
Well, in Minnesota, we are all in love, of course, with the Byerly's Cooking School.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, Byerly's in Minnesota is a beautiful grocery store, and they have this cooking school. Tell us about your involvement.
Well, I have done several classes there. The classes last about an hour, and I'll prepare two or three things, and then afterwards I'll do a book signing. And they carry the books in the culinary shop. This is in the St. Louis Park store. And it's just a fun place to be. I enjoy teaching, and I seem to be able to fill an hour easily. Sometimes I'm a little rushed trying to get everything done within the hour, but it all works out pretty well.
And you also teach at the Twin Cities at Cooks of Crocus Hill.
Well, I'm not actually doing that anymore. I used to do that. Their classes are a little longer, and I find that it's hard for me to kind of just talk and teach for a longer period of time at the same time that I'm trying to prepare food.
Okay.
So lately I've mostly been doing recipe development. I've also done some demonstration classes at the Mill City Museum, which is in downtown Minneapolis.
And I love that museum.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a great museum, and it really tells the story of Minneapolis and all the flour mills and everything. And they have a baking lab there, and students can come in and take, it's like a hour-long class, and they have several different classes that they do for the kids during the week and expose them to, you know, the whole process of starting with the wheat in the field and ending up with the bread that the kids make little biscuits that they can eat.
Now, I personally like to bake homemade bread.
Yes, I do too.
That's wonderful. Do you have a favorite? Which one of your recipes is your favorite?
You know, there's a recipe in the book that it's kind of a free-form loaf, and it has whole wheat flour in it and some honey, and that's been a favorite of mine over the years. I'm trying to think right now what the title, the honey wheat loaf. I really like that.
That is delicious. And thank you very much for sharing your books with us. We've enjoyed trying several of the recipes.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I wanted to kind of tell you a little bit about the Baking Basics book, is that the way that is set up is that the first recipe in every chapter teaches a technique, and then the recipes in the chapter use the technique again. So, like, you start out with a biscuit. And if you know how to make a biscuit, you can make a scone, you can make a shortbread, you can make something like our soda bread because it's all the same technique. And so each chapter is set up that way, and that's kind of why I led into the Baking Basics title. And then I tried to have a wide variety of recipes throughout the book. So there's some pretty simple recipes, and then there are more elaborate things like lemon meringue pie and yeast breads, that sort of thing.
What I always wanted to know about baking is, how do you, when you're making a layer cake, how do you get it to be nice and flat at the top and not lopsided? Is there a secret?
Well, you know, there are some tricks like that food stylists might use to kind of level things out a little bit as far as having an even heat around the pan. But there's also a tool that you can get very inexpensively, and it's kind of like a large U-shape, and it just kind of shaves off the top of the cake a little bit and levels it out. Another thing is to put the rounded side down on the plate, and then you match your two flat layers in the middle, and that kind of makes the whole thing look a little more level, too. But, you know, I think if you're taking time to bake a cake, I really don't think anyone is going to be worried if it is a little lopsided. I mean, homemade cake is hard to resist.
I know. I guess if you put some, sometimes if I make a cake and it comes lopsided, I'll put like some flowers on the one side.
Yeah, exactly. And so, that you know, you turn that into an advantage. People are fighting for that side because it has the extra flowers.
What else? Do you like to bake cookies?
I do. I like to bake cookies. I have two daughters, and as they were growing up, we baked a lot of cookies together, cookies to take on the bus with the team when the team was going to away games and stuff. And there's a couple good recipes in the book for that. And then, you know, I also have a Scandinavian baking book, which is especially popular in Minnesota because of all the Scandinavian people from the Scandinavian culture. And there's a lot of cookie recipes in that, too, because they bake a lot of cookies.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, what kind of pie? Did you have lemon meringue? Do you have a good recipe for key lime?
You know, you ask me these good questions. I know lemon meringue is in the book. I don't think key lime is. I think I stuck more with, there is a graham cracker cream pie in there, which is graham cracker crust and the cream filling and the meringue. That was always my favorite when I was growing up.
You know,
my mother baked...
I guess I
have
a story that's in there. It's a graham cracker cream pie, you call it?
Yes, yes.
My girlfriend, one of my best friend's mother-in-law has that recipe, and it's her husband's favorite. It's my girlfriend's husband's favorite.
Okay.
His mother will not give my girlfriend that recipe.
Oh, well, then you need to sell her a cookbook or give her one.
I'm not telling her about it. Isn't that funny? Out of all the recipes for you to bring up, that you bring up that one.
Isn't that funny?
That is
you know, the other... The other recipe I was thinking about today was Irish soda bread. I usually try to make that about once a year in March, right before St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
oh, that sounds delicious.
But does that have yeast in it or no?
No, it does not.
What's that?
It's just,
that sounds delicious.
It's a quick bread. It has baking soda and baking powder in it. It's real easy to stir together. And then you just kind of bake it in a, you shape it into a round and just bake it on a baking sheet.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Nancy, do you have anything else to ask about baking?
Well, you're just making us hungry. You know, Pat Sinclair, I just have never worked with a form pan, a spring form pan.
Okay.
Yeah, is it hard to work with? I just should try it, but I have never tried it.
No, actually, they're very easy to use. The idea is that the side of the pan has like a spring on it, and it can be released. And whenever I use one, and I think that this is very standard, you just leave your cake like a cheesecake. You just leave it on the bottom of the pan. So you're not trying to get it out of the pan. You just take the sides off. And then you can make a, you know, cut a slice, and you can just slide underneath it and serve it that way. So they really are easy to use because of the way the side comes off.
Okay, good. I'll have to try it. I'm not sure if you were able to listen. We just had Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show as our guest.
Yes, I did hear that.
And she has a recipe on her website. The link is on our website, Pat, and she calls it her dream cake that she used to make for Lucy and Desi Arnaz.
I heard you mention that when you were talking, I guess after she finished.
Sometime you'll have to click on our website and click on Rosemarie's website, and you can find that recipe. That might be something fun for you to try.
Yeah, I will do that. It was interesting hearing her talk to you.
Well, you're very interesting, and you're making us hungry, speaking of all these delicious treats.
Do you actually have a bakery in Minnesota?
Pardon me?
Do you actually have a bakery?
No, I don't. I have always been in consumer food, so, you know, I'm kind of a home baker. I'd be lost in a commercial bakery.
Now, Pat, Lisa is on the East Coast, and I grew up on the East Coast, and there's so many fabulously delicious bakeries. Do you agree with me, in Minnesota, there are not very many bakeries?
You know, I always look for bakeries when I travel, and I don't do it so much when I'm at home. There aren't a lot of bakeries. I know you would think there'd be a lot of Scandinavian bakeries because we do have so many people, you know, who've come over from Scandinavia, although maybe 100 years ago. And there really aren't. There's a few really well-known bakeries. And I think some of the grocery stores, the supermarkets do a good job too. But, yeah, it's not like there's a bakery on every corner and everybody walks down. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's different. It is.
Well, maybe it's a good thing that we get the treats every now and then.
Yeah, it is. There are some hazards to being a baker.
Yes. Well, Pat, I look forward to meeting you. I'm hoping to get Lisa to come to Minnesota sometime to visit, and it would be just a delight to meet you sometime.
It would be fun to get together. Absolutely.
We thank you very much. Say hello to Duncan.
I will. He'll be happy you mentioned his name.
Good. And you are a delight, and thank you for the beautiful books. We're going to be baking again this weekend, and thank you.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, Nancy and Lisa. Thanks for having me on. I've enjoyed it.
Our pleasure. It was fun.
And I'll watch for you on Twin Cities Live.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm going to be on again in April. That would be great. Thank you.
That's where I found you.
Okay, great.
Good.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
Bye, Pat.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that was delicious. I'm hungry now.
You know, I'm all things baking.
I know you are. So that was fun.
Well, let's carry on here. We have now one more guest. And you should listen to our archives when you get a chance, right?
Exactly. They're so much fun and easy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, we'll be right back after a quick commercial break with Justin Fouts, who is the LA Country Singer of the Year.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Our next guest is a singer, a songwriter, a guitar player, and Country Artist of the Year in Los Angeles. Welcome, Justin Fouts.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? So, congratulations. That's quite an honor.
Oh, yeah. It's been quite an interesting past year.
So, tell us about it. What have you been up to?
You know, just been touring a lot, been in the studio recording, working on another now, and started a new company, building custom guitars, Fouts guitars.
Wow, so you're into guitars. You make custom guitars?
Yeah, I'm making custom guitars on top of all the singing and recording and writing as well.
Wow, you're a busy guy.
Yeah, pretty much 7 days a week. That and my two kids.
Oh, so you have two kids. Wow, that does keep you busy. Now,
Yeah. You
were on Glee. Tell us about that.
That was a interesting thing. Actually, it was with Gwyneth Paltrow, and she did. We did Landslide from Fleetwood Mac, and we got to hang out with Stevie Nicks, and go to. You know, it was kind of a funny story actually. When Stevie Nicks came in, I kind of looked at her and I go, "Hey, my parents love your music." And she was like, "I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I felt bad. Even though I love her music too, but." They would have freaked out. But it was cool. You know, I actually had to teach Gwen how to play the song that we were going to do, Landslide, on acoustic guitar, because she didn't even know how to play it, and the producer of Glee wanted her to play acoustic guitar on the shoot. And she was like, well, I don't even know how to play the song. So I had like 30 minutes to go on her trailer with her and teach her how to actually play the song on guitar as well. So.
Wow.
So that was a little stressful on top of the fact of, you know, sitting there with a big A-list act.
Right.
But I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was very easy 12-hour day of eating a lot of food and sitting around and waiting.
That's a cool experience to talk about, right?
So oh, yeah.
Your tour, where are you touring? You're touring around the whole country or just in the California area?
I did a lot of things. I mean, I've played the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, and I'm from Indianapolis originally, where I played there a lot. I do a lot of stuff in Southern California, but I mean, I'm in and out. It's sporadic. I mean, mainly the tour you'll find on like justinfouts.com is where you're going to find where, you know, I'm going to be most of the time. I mean, right now it's pretty local. I mean, not considerably, within like a 200-mile radius, but I mean, it's just staying close right now just because of the new company I started with building guitars as well. And, you know, I'm waiting on the promoters. I mean, we're going to be doing some stuff in Vegas pretty soon and all that as well. But right now, I mean, it's booked up a lot. I mean, I do play every week pretty much.
Oh, good. Hey, that's terrific.
Yeah, so it's a
well,
busy.
Dustin, I'm Nancy.
Well, hello, Nancy.
How are you? And we would like to give a big shout out and thank Christine Sawicki for introducing us to you.
Yes, we would. I just talked to her a few minutes ago.
Good. Christine has been our guest twice. For all of you who are interested, you can listen to her show archives. And we'd also like to thank you for sending us your CDs. We're going to play one of your songs at the end of our conversation here.
Perfect. That is fantastic.
So I want to get back to the Glee. What did you think about Gwyneth Paltrow?
You know, she's a really nice lady. I mean, I've met a lot of actors and exes and a lot of, you know, famous singers and things like that. And you know, she really didn't strike me as being as big of a star as she is. She's very, very genuine, very down to earth, very nice lady. I mean, very quiet, you know, very, very shy.
Is she as pretty a person as she is on TV?
She is. She's really tall, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I thought I was tall. I'm 6 foot tall, and she was taller than me.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, I was kind of blown away. I was like, wow. Listen, okay. Well, but I mean, she's very sweet. Very sweetheart, for sure. Definitely.
Nice. Nice experience.
Now, do you have any concerts coming up?
I do. I'm actually... I'm doing a little private local show at this party thing this weekend, but the next weekend I'm at the Branding Iron in San Bernardino, which I'm there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which, I mean, you know, a lot of big artists play there. Randy Houser, Taylor Swift plays there, all kinds of stuff. And we'll be there at the Branding Iron in San Bernardino, California, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Nice. On your CD, do you have a favorite song?
I would say my favorite song on there is probably, well, you know, I did this on another interview. I don't know if it's so much my favorite song anymore because it's everybody else's favorite song. So it just kind of got forced to be in my favorite song is Dancing with the Devil. I mean, which
good.
I wrote, you know, I wrote with another co-writer, great writer in Nashville, great friend of mine. And that, Coming Back Around, which is on there, and then Stay Home Tonight, which is another tune on there, probably my three favorite ones on there. Now, a lot of people beg to differ because my first record was Mr. Know-It-All, was like the big hit, which is also on that record, but we just redid it. So it just depends on preference, really, but my favorite stands with the Devil, Coming Back Around, Stay Home Tonight.
Well, that is great. Well, are you going to be making any music with Christine Sawicki for her movie broadcast?
I have been. She's talked to me about that, and I've talked to her about doing some music stuff with her, and I guess we'll see where it goes. I mean, I told her to just kind of, you know, get her ducks in a row and the way it is, and then when she's ready for that, then we'll go for it.
Oh, that'd right be
now.
Great.
I'm sure I will. I mean, we're great friends, so I mean, I'm sure
good.
I'll have something to do with it, but...
Well, I know all of our listeners are very excited. Thank you for sharing your permission. We're going to play your song, Dancing with the Devil. We've had a lot of listeners request that.
Perfect. Sounds great.
So, Justin Fouts, thank you very much for joining us.
And hey, anytime.
We hope to hear you playing concert sometime if we're in California.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Minnesota.
I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, well, how about that? Well, then I can't be in both places at once, but hopefully I'll be
so
in one of them soon.
And we have a worldwide audience
right
now, possibly 250 million listeners in 135 nations.
What? Oh, that's pretty awesome.
So right now they're all about to hear your song.
Sounds great.
And so thank you very much for joining us tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
All right, everyone. We're going to listen to Justin Fouts' song, Dancing with the Devil, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Our boards are lighting up. That was Justin Fouts, Dancing with the Devil. Remember, you can find his link on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website. What a fabulous show tonight, Lisa. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. And we're also thanking our producer, the fabulous Corey King. Enjoy the Corey King Show live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Artist First. And Corey, thanks for making our website so great.
We'd like to thank our guests, Rose Marie, Pat Sinclair, and Justin Fouts. I'm reminding everyone to enjoy our archives. Just scroll down to our website to the show you'd want to listen to and enjoy some past shows and guests. And I'd like to leave you with a nice little saying tonight that make you think before you go to bed. One kind word can change someone's entire day. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye. Bye, Corey.